Welcome to Lunchtime Conversations. I'm your host, Nanette Weiser, and with me is the journalist with the mostest. She gets the great headlines and crazy New York Post kind of like underground, in-your-face, wild stuff. Tiffany Rosano, welcome to the studio.
Hello. Thank you for having me on again.
Well, Tiffany, we're going to talk a little bit about some of the crazy stories you've been covering and what's going on around town, but I want to get into the many events you do. And also wordier than that. So let's just start. Let's just do the 911 on Hauntazar, which you and Brandi Stark were just participating in.
Oh, and it was a Corlett Dam who actually, she used to work over at the studio at 620. Mm-hmm. She organized that, and you know, it's just that time of year. And she's moved up to Minnesota, and she comes down here like three times a year to host events with local vendors and the friends that she's made over the years. So this is her kind of spooky vendor Halloween event that just passed over at the Shuffleboard Courts.
And, what were you doing there?
I was with my my pop-up bookstore, this bookstore, Kills Fascists. And
tell us about that, because
sure.
It is really just, you know, let's just say that in addition to all of her skills, she is an incredible political activist. So tell us a little bit about that.
I'm just getting back into it just because, you know, summer and hauling books around don't necessarily go well together. Get a little sweaty.
Well, you do have a book cart, thanks to the Gulf Beaches Library.
I do, yeah.
Up and down at bars, so I love that.
But yep, I'm starting to plan some. I don't have dates for that yet, but I'm planning that into the holiday season. But so it's all, you know, queer, feminist, anti-racist books, banned books, just generally diverse voices, anything that gets kids excited about books and reading as well. And you know, we have That was my first market in a minute. Since getting rained out at Pride in June, which was
what is going
ridiculous.
On October 8th?
What is going on October 8th?
Open mic.
Oh, yeah,
Studio
sorry.
620,
yeah.
Your monthly, and tell us a little bit about Ruben Drew.
Sure. Ruben is a friend of mine. Our monthly open mic series picked back up again at the studio at 620. We've been there forever at this point, about 10 years probably.
I'm going to come eventually. Warriors, yeah. Blah, blah, blah. Open mic featuring Robin Drew. So tell us how it works.
Sure. It's it's how we got started as a storytelling and prose only open mic series. I think the lit scene at that point, this was like maybe 2010, 2011,
yeah,
somewhere around
doll,
there.
Yep, keep saying
there really
lit,
wasn't
yeah, right.
like a big lit scene going on. And the open mics that did exist, it was poetry, it was comedy, it was music, and nothing that was like longer form narratives. So I really wanted to get fiction writers out, storytellers out, and so we've been hosting it monthly, just about monthly ever since. I think we've missed a few here and there for whatever reasons. And so everybody gets seven minutes to share, read, tell a story in some form. Ruben is our featured author, and he's more of a spoken word artist and storyteller. He's really funny, very animated guy. So it'll be a good time, and he'll kick off the night, and then everybody else will pull the open mic names from
and,
the.
And we'll have all of the information about how you can purchase your tickets in advance in our article that appears with this wonderful audio interview. I want to just say that I thought it was so interesting that Ruben's experimental theater credits included directing, acting, and Sam Shepard's off Broadway play Chicago. That's just like one of my favorite things ever. And that he also represented Orlando in a poetry slam. So definitely your kind of person.
Yep. Yeah. Ruben's very talented.
So then October 23rd, Wordier Game Night at Green Turtle. I can't wait. Tell us about that.
You know, one of those like just looking for low lift, easy things to bring people together. So I figured like a word game night, you know, the Scrabble, the whatever, the code names, the things like that. So and the Green Turtle is a new brewery downtown where Cycle used to be, and a friend of mine who he worked over at Studio Public House that just closed, and so he's working there now. So trying to support him and, you know, that new business as well. They're very nice over there. So really,
we hope this will be. Don't you do this every month, because this just sounds like a really what is going to be the game? Tell us what the game's going to be.
Oh, I'm just going to bring a whole bunch of word games with me. All the ones that I own, I'm going to ask people to bring games to. It's going to be like really laid back, just a way for people to hang out a little bit, connect, but use their brain as well.
I think Radio City Pete should be there to do Sassy Scribe Live. What do you think?
That could be fun.
It could be fun. I'll bring my bingo machine. So this is something you do, and I love this. November 15th, the Underground Book Fair at Jack Kerouac House. First, tell us where the Jack Kerouac House is and a little bit about it.
I don't know the exact. It's over like off of.
It's
a little further down.
69 10th Avenue
yeah,
North.
You. It's like off of like Well, you know, it's kind of hidden back there in a neighborhood, so...
And he lived there.
Yeah, he lived there. He spent
with his mom. Was it his mom's house?
It was his mom and his wife, too, lived there. And I think she lived there into, what, the 80s, 90s, I think.
And there was a local bar that he used to hang out.
Yep, the Flamingo. So.
The Flamingo. Is that still there? No.
It is still there, yeah. It is still there. Yeah, there's a big, giant Kerouac mural on the side of it. You can't miss it.
So what happens here?
Sure.
Tell us about this.
It's you know, a little vendor fair. I think, you know... The house was closed off to people for so long that a lot of people in the community haven't gotten to spend any time in it, but I know a lot of folks are very curious about it. So it's a good excuse to come on through, check out the house. It was empty for so long that a lot of it was really untouched. It's like a little museum in there, and it's really neat. A lot of, like, the touches, like the wallpaper and some of the appliances and stuff like that. And a lot of the furniture, some of the furniture is, you know, goes back to when he lived there. Like, one of his favorite armchairs is still in there. And then all the other furniture was bought to kind of match that time period. And I figured bring people in, and also just an excuse to have some local authors set up.
We'd like to be there.
I'll send you that info.
Like to have a table there. Hey, Tim, what do you think? Tim is our producer, Tim Valley. Good to have him in studio.
Yeah, that would be fun.
We think it'd be really fun, and if any of our musicians want to come and have their CDs at the place.
Yeah, absolutely.
Our podcasters and their books can come.
Absolutely.
To our table. Yeah. Well, thank you, folks. So did you know, and I did not know, the Kerouac House is a local nonprofit.
Yeah. Because, they do stuff like this with us. And pretty much everything goes back right into the upkeep of the house and maintenance of the house. So, they're looking to partner, I think, with more organizations as time moves forward.
Well, we will use Tiffany Rosano, who is the most amazing reporter and event person, to help us usher in a new era at the Jack Kerouac at the Underground Book Fair. This is something new. Well, you've done Read No More.
Right.
December 12th and 14th. Smart. You're not doing it during Halloween. No, it's Read No More Haunted Holidays.
We've done that one. It's like we've done that once before. First of all, I just, you know, it's like an ebb and flow with events just because with work, it's hard
to
always.
She has a real job, folks, and it's a lot of work.
I do have a real job, and I enjoy that job too, so it's hard to say no to all of the things. But, yeah, so I couldn't pull it together in time for Halloween, and then I figured you're inundated with that kind of thing. Anyway, all month, and a lot of great local events for Halloween. But it's that kind of that English ghost story tradition, like the Charles Dickens sort of thing. So it's a short original play written by like a local writer, performed by a local actor in each room of the house. So it's a guided tour. You walk through it, and you'll kind of walk right into a scene sort of thing.
I love this. And yeah. Did you have this in Gulfport the last time? Is that right?
I've had it in Gulfport. I've done it in St. Pete a few times as well. I have done it for Halloween at the Kerouac House, not this past year, but the year before that. And it was fun. So
I think,
at the Kerouac House.
Margot Hammond and Deb Carson, I'm calling on you now to write something short. And Deb Carson, I mean short. that we can do, because there's nothing I like better than to be the coast of Christmas Past. This is going to be really fun. So, folks, we'll have more information about that.
Yeah.
And then finally, this is exciting, January 9th, Rare Book Heist in the Vein of a Murder Mystery. The woman is really creative. At Sip Shop Hooray. Tell us about this.
Sure. It's been a minute. We've hosted murder mysteries in the past. So, we do this for the fun of it. I clearly don't make any money doing any of this, and that's not really my goal anyway. It's just for the fun of it. But there was one event that we had. I can't even remember what it was, but I found myself with, like, money, like a little bit of money, and I went,
immediately spent it on things for fun people for us to do here.
I immediately rented, like, a mansion on Tierra Verde for New Year's Eve a few years back, like 7 years back. And and my friends and I wrote and hosted a New Year's Eve, like, Gatsby-esque sort of murder mystery party. And then I hosted another one over at the KOA at St. Pete, where it was like an homage to, like, 80s summer camp slasher flicks. And it was a camp reunion, and, you know, we had to figure out, you know, somebody before camp reopened after an unspoken horrible occurrence. And we had to figure out who the murderer was so that camp could reopen. So this will be kind of in that vein where, like, if you are coming out for it, you will be assigned a character. And I will be unveiling a rare book.
Of course you will.
It's a rare book.
It'll be a rare book. It'll be the book that I did not yet write.
And as it's unveiled, obviously, where did it go? We don't know, but we'll find out.
You know, Tiffany, you really are St. Pete gem. So I want to switch to the slasher headlines that you, listen, first of all, you do a great job during last year's hurricanes. Tiffany Rosano was 724. She's a one-person shop. Kept us informed, Tiffany. Congratulations on that. To us, you're a best of the Bay. Tell me a little bit about the kooky stuff that you've been, some of the kookier stories, share with our listeners.
Oh, gosh.
And then we'll tell them how to sign up for Patch.
Oh, sure. Yeah, it's been busy. And although also strangely quiet with, I'm not going to say that. What am I doing?
Knock wood.
That's just crazy talk. I don't know what I'm saying. Gosh, there's always something going on. I think this week the weirdest and the worst was the guy who, you know, killed and ate his own pet peacocks despite his neighbor. It was completely bonkers. And that one definitely got some attention. There's a guy in a who I don't know if he was living out of his car. Sounded like he was. Sometimes those police news briefs are very vague, but he was found with like 20 plus cats in a car outside of a Starbucks.
You saw that one too?
It was awful.
We love our cats, and oh my God.
It was so sad.
It was sad because it was disgusting, but it was sad because he was trying to, here's this homeless person trying to do something for homeless cats, but he's keeping them in such. How do you find this stuff?
I mean, the same way. I mean, just news releases, stuff pops up in my own feed, you know, follow all of the agencies, follow all of the, you know, departments and city and county municipal stuff. And
What is your take on what's going on with downtown St. Pete and the skyscrapers? And we love development, but what's going on with small business? A lot of places closing. What's your reporter's take on all that?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I feel like every week, I think I just walked in here and saw, like, Dats closed. I hadn't heard that. I saw it as you came out.
Next to the James?
Yeah.
Well, that's the last of her places.
Yeah, I think it was St. Pete Rising and I just happened to see it as you came out to get me to come in here and chat with you, and obviously the Studio Public House closing, that was somewhere
great
that
James Suggs though is over at Hawthorne Bottle Shop. He moved his jazz jam over.
Oh
there.
Yeah.
But now they're reopening.
We were there over for a little bit on Sunday.
But they're now reopening in Gulfport.
Yeah, that's exciting.
The Moon Underwater
is coming back. Right. So, but still. Public House, you know, a lot of our friends spent a lot of time there.
We love the bathroom there. If any of you had ever been to the restroom, they had such amazing, and then there was just the sound. It was great. And the food was great. The vindaloo and the food was great.
Yeah.
What else do you see going on here in St. Pete and around town that gives you pause, let's say, as a reporter?
Oh, I mean, the big thing, obviously, everybody was talking, I mean, I know it's not, I don't think it's over yet. I think it's the, you know, everything with the crosswalk murals was just awful to see that happening, but nice to see the community coming together around it. And I just saw the little notice from DeSantis about the Doge cuts and like calling out different cities and, you know, counties and other municipalities. And I guess I'm not shocked that they're calling out Pinellas County and St. Pete for their Pride funding.
Right.
So I'm waiting for that. Probably
right,
backlash.
Of course, Tampa Bay Pride has actually canceled its parade, but I don't. We'll see what happens.
Seemed unnecessary.
Right.
But
so moving on to things that you have coming up that you're looking forward to reporting on, and some inside scoop on anything you can share with us about Creative Pinellas.
Oh, you know what? I actually owe them a call over there because sometimes it's tough when I'm the only one covering things in Florida to cover stuff on not just a timely basis,
it's all of Florida. How many cities does Patch come out?
Oh, I think we have like, I want to say 35, 36 cities. Tampa Bay is our primary coverage area, though. So, but sometimes it's really about getting creative in how I cover stuff so that it's a little bit different.
And you bring news.
So,
yeah.
But
personally, how's your cat?
Oh, Wizzy, he's a bumbling, you know, wobbly old man, but he's good. Yeah.
Yeah? You're going to get more kittens? I'm thinking about fostering.
I don't know. Not with him. I don't think he would enjoy that. He didn't like the other two that I had.
Right.
So.
But it is, I just want to do a shout out because we're fur baby people.
Yeah.
That this is national, October is Adopt a Pet from a Shelter Month.
Oh, I actually didn't know that.
Yes. But yeah. There you go. There's your next patch headline. And Tiffany, let's talk about the importance of adopting a cat.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I know. It's so sad. There's just so many like feral cats out there in the world, and I do have friends who actually do the hard work, who go out and do the trap and release and, right. and the fostering and the rescuing and stuff like that.
So from Tiffany and I, we want to say get to your shelters, support your shelters, volunteer in your shelters, donate to the shelters, foster the shelters, whether it's a dog, a cat, a guinea pig, or a wabbit. but we're pretty cats.
Yeah. And I've been hanging out with dogs lately, too, a little bit. But
I see you've got a new fur baby. What's the name of that dog?
No, it's my girlfriend's dogs, right. And they're real sweet. Emma and Earl.
Emma and
I'm
Earl.
I'm sure she'll love that they get a shout-out in the...
Emma and Earl, Lunchtime Conversations welcomes all babies. So listen, folks, you have been talking with Tiffany Rosano, Patch, also Wordier Than Thou, Wordier Than Blah, Blah, Blah Thou at the studio at 620. We are going to have lots of her stuff, and we will have her back in studio. I'm your host, Nanette Weiser. Tiffany, parting words to our listeners before we sign off for the day.
I don't know. Thank you for having me.
How do you get to, get Patch? How do you sign
up for Patch? I think if you go to patch.com, it will ask you like your town, your zip code, and it'll kind of connect you with the one that's closest to you. But you can sign up for any of them.
Right. So. But say St. Petersburg and Tampa. And then finally, how do we get a hold of you through Wordia? Where do you have a website and Facebook? Sure. And what is that handle?
I actually got rid of the website because I realized I never updated it. Nobody really. Instagram and Facebook are the best ways to connect with me. And this bookstore, Kills Fascists, has its own as well.
Great. So do we go to Wordier Than Thou or Tiffany Rosano?
Wordier Than Thou and this bookstore, Kills Fascists. Because I don't have my own Instagram or anything.
That is great. But you know what, Tiffany? You have a huge fan following. I am number one fan. So for Radio St. Pete, thanks for being here.
Yeah, thank you for always thinking of me.